Shalom Lecher Rabbi Sai. As we advance in Sefer Vayikra, this week Be'ez Hashem will be reading Parsha Shmini. After the 7 days of the Neguim preparing for the Chanukah HaMishkan, which was the Yom HaShmini, now the Pasuk tells us that Yom HaShmini is on the 8th day, Karo Moshe La'aron Uvanu L'Zikne Yisrael. So then Moshe called Aaron and his children to come with the Zikne Yisrael, and that it was time for Aaron to begin his Avodah as the Kohen Gadol in the Mishkan. And he comes there, the Pasuk says, Vayema Moshe Aaron, Kravel HaMizbeach, come close to the Mizbeach. Rashi tells us, Sha'aron Boish, Yoreh L'Geshes, he was worried, you know, he was embarrassed, he was an Anav, he was worried and embarrassed to come forward. Amle Moshe, Lamata Boish, L'Kach Nifcharta, why are you embarrassed? This you were chosen, come step forward. And do all the different preparations. And after finally the Kabbalists come and the Eish comes down and eats the, accepts the carbon, right? They were all being mishabach and they fell on their faces. Now, Pasuk says afterwards, and this was a tremendous simcha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and a tremendous simcha to Aaron HaKohen. The Chazal tell us that the simcha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had on the Yom HaShmini of the Chanukah HaMishkan was like the simcha that Hashem had from the creation of the world. Now, we're not going to deal with that comparison. We're talking about why is this compared to the creation of the world. And for Aaron HaKohen, it was a tremendous simcha, because this was his chance that he's going to be Kohen Gadol. He's going to begin his job of being able to do this, to be able to bring the Karbanos. And in the midst of this whole simcha, this tremendous simcha, this Yom Tov, the pasuk says, "Vayikchu bnei Aaron nadav aviu ish machtasai, vayitnu ben eish vayisimu alech teres vayfiu bnei Hashem eish zara asher lo tziva oisam." Now, it's not clear exactly what the chet was, right? The Rishonim talk about it, but the pasuk tells us that they took a pan with an eish inside, with ktiris, and they brought an eish zara, a strange type of fire, a strange type of fire that they weren't commanded to do. And as a result of that, batetze eish mefnei Hashem, a fire came out from in front of Hashem, batechu oisam, and it consumed them, right? It was an eish that went straight through their nostrils, and Avayamus l'fnei Hashem, they died. They were nifter on the spot. So at that point, Moshe turned to Aaron and tells him, "This is what Hashem told me. There was a nevuah that Moshe Rabbeinu had that there was going to be some type of a kiddush Hashem." That was supposed to happen, but Krei Hakadosh, for the close ones to Hashem, that would be some type of a Kiddush Hashem that was meant to happen by the Chanukah HaMishkan. And here he saw, "Al tiki b'chvayde el mechubadai." Amar lo Moshe l'Aaron. Moshe said to Aaron, "Aaron achi, Aaron my brother, yodea hi yisi she is kadosh habayis b'miradav shel makam." I had a nevuah that the Mikdash was going to be made holy by the close ones to Hashem. I thought it was going to be either you or me that was going to be the ones that would be making that Kiddush Hashem. Now I see that these two children of yours, Nadav Aviu, were greater than you and me. They were great people, Nadav Aviu. There was an Einus here for what was done. But Moshe came to Menachem Aaron and told him, "I see that you're the chashivas of your sons, that they were the ones to Mekadosh Shem Shemayim." And then the pasuk says, "Vayidaim Aaron." Aaron was quiet; he didn't respond. So the Farshim explained that the lashon of Vayidaim means to, you know, he was quiet. Sometimes a person is just quiet out of shock. Here Rashi says, "Kibel schar al shnikasai." Receive schar for this quiet. Ma'aschar kibel. What's the schar that he got? Immediately after this whole story, after the Moshe Rabbeinu calls to Mishael Al Safa and the sons of Uziel to go bring out to take out Nadav Avihu, and they took them away from there. So immediately afterwards, the pasuk says, "Vaydab Hashem el Aaron leima." Hashem spoke to Aaron. Usually, Hashem always spoke to Moshe here. Hashem spoke to Aaron, telling him, "Yain v'sheicha al teish that atu vanecha itach you and your children should not be drinking wine." Derech Shechusa, the way of getting drunkenness. V'vayachem in Almayid, at the time when you come to Almayid, v'lis musa, that shouldn't cause that there should be death. Chukas elav derecheichem, it's a chayk forever for the derech. That there should be a carefulness between the children of Aaron and his children, that they shouldn't be drinking during the time they're doing the avoda. And because of this quietness that he had, this Vayidim Aroin, he was resolved that the Shekhinah spoke to him directly. Now, what was special about this being quiet? So the Mefarshim explained that he didn't just become quiet because of like he was in shock. He understood that this is what Rosh Hashem was, and he was mekabel to hold back his emotion and to realize that there's a cheshbon that Rosh Hashem had here, and he didn't allow the emotions to take over. To show any type of way of not approving that Kadosh Baruch Hu's ratzon over here. That was a tremendous char that Aaron HaKohen had. He wasn't even able to tell if there was anything that was bothering him. He just kept quiet. Now, what's the idea that the Torah stresses over this important idea that he was rewarded being told, Yayin v'sheicha al teish, wine you shouldn't drink. You and your children shouldn't drink wine at the time of the Avodah. So, there's a sefer from, that put out not too long ago, the famous speaker in Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Chiya Meir Tzucker. And in his sefer, he brings a verse from the Dubna Maggid that says, explains the message of why Aaron was told that wine shouldn't be, you shouldn't drink wine at the time when the Avodah was being done. He gives a mashal to a father that's gone with his son, and they're traveling, and they're both hungry, and they come to an inn. And at the inn, there's a restaurant, kosher restaurant. They come inside, and they say to the innkeeper, is there something you could serve? Serve us. So he comes out and says, yeah, we have some very special things. We have a special meat over here. So he comes out with this piece of meat, and the piece of meat is covered with all types of spices and herbs and all types of things, all covered over, and it looks really, really impressive over there. And the father looks at the waiter and tells the waiter, I don't want this meat over here. Take it back. This is not good. Bring us some fruits and bring us some vegetables and bread or something like that, because, this is not going to take care of us. Now, the son looks at his father, and he says, what do you mean, the meat looks pretty good over there. The spices over there, it smells delicious over there. It's very appetizing. Why are you sending it back? I said, I'll tell you why. Because if it's a good meat, and it's a chashuv meat, it doesn't need much spice on top of it to be able to make it taste good. That means it's a chashuv meat. It has its own thing. If they put so much spice on top of that meat over there, that means that the meat is a poor quality meat, and therefore I'm not willing to take a chance with it. It's not going to make us feel good, and it's not worth taking a chance. So that says the Maggid. When we serve Hashem in the Vayis Pesach and Mikdash, and this is really a lesson to everywhere in life, everywhere in life when we serve Hashem, if we have to add something on to the Avayda to make it Simcha, to make it more, if we have to add that on, then that takes away from the Avodah. That means that the Avodah itself is not special enough. I have to take something else to make it special. That minimizes the Chashivas of the Avodah. And like David Melch tells us in Siman Ayin Gimel, right? Ba'ani kirvus lekim li taif. To me, the closeness of being with Hashem, that's the essence of good. As long as I have a Kodesh Baruch Hu with me, and I have my relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, I don't need anything else. So as long as I'm able to do the avodah, that itself, Aaron HaKohen, you have to be made aware to understand the connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu over there. That's something where the Silka should be coming out of, that connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we start bringing in other things off the outside that could possibly come in to make it the Silka, that's taking away from the Hashivas of the Avodah, of the Avodah and Kabbalahs. And this is something which I think is an important thing for us to learn in life, because sometimes our happiness is dependent on exterior things that don't let us really even get to the actual thing that we have to be able to get to. And he mentions a few stories, you know, with Chaim Kanievsky's Atzal. And we saw this ourselves a few times when we saw him. But, you know, he made two stories here that, you know, many people are familiar with. You know, he mentioned that one time there was a Shiva that from Ashdod that was trying to make a campaign for money reasons for the yeshiva. And they decided to make the opening campaign on a Motzei Shabbos in the house of Rav Chaim. Right? I guess it was an early Motzei Shabbos. And this Rav was supposed to speak there. And he came, you know, later, you know, after he finished speaking someplace else, he came to the drop early and walked inside. And he sees the whole house of Rav Chaim being turned into a big turmoil. Signs being hung up and chairs being moved around and all types of things, cameras being set up, everything there for this occasion that was there. And he stood in amazement and he looked at Rav Chaim and he sees that Rav Chaim didn't budge. He didn't respond. He was totally removed from the entire act that happened in his house. Just learning with tremendous asmada and being connected. And then about 30 people came into the house and they were there and they're moving and talking and doing all these types of things. And Rav Chaim just went straight until finally when everyone came in, his grandson came to him and gave a tap on the shoulder and said, "Zay, you know, Saba, you know, there's a thing here now for yeshiva over here." And then he came alert to it. In other words, Rav Chaim knew, I don't have to be involved in everything that's going on, other things that could be interesting, all the different talk and all the things, and you know, I have to just know my connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is what I have, what I need, and everything else becomes oblivious to everything on the outside. Doesn't mean that we don't relate to people. We don't come to that Rav Chaim would be so busy with all types of chassad and all types of things to help Chai Yisrael. His house is open and it's just around for everyone. But sometimes we get caught up in the things that are exterior and they take us over. You know, they say that one time he was very close to the Chazanish. And the Chazanish was right next to Rav Chaim. And then some people came over to the Chazanish and they wanted to suggest a specific shidduch for Rav Chaim. And they were standing next to Rav Chaim and they started with the Chazanish. They turned to the Chazanish and they said, "Maybe we should move further away from him because we're talking about something for a shidduch. It's not right to talk in front of him." So the Chazanish said, "You're worried about Chaim here? You're worried about Rav Chaim over here? He's not going to hear a thing. He's not going to know anything that's here." It's a lesson for us to learn that a person can be so calm and content with his connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he doesn't have to bring the exterior things from the outside into and to be concerned about it. You know, sometimes happens in our davening, sometimes happens in our Avodas Hashem. If we don't have certain music, if we don't have certain singing, if we don't have certain conditions on the outside, we can't do it. You know. Sometimes the person has his nusach for Kabbalah Shabbos. And he has to go away someplace else. I one time had that with a Talmud. The Talmud went somewhere for Shabbos and they davened in a different shul. And they didn't have the Kabbalah Shabbos that he was used to having over there. So he didn't daven Kabbalah Shabbos. That means his Kabbalah Shabbos is dependent on whatever it is that he's used to over there, right? So then that's showing a weakness in Kabbalah Shabbos. But if the Kabbalah Shabbos is special everywhere, just he likes it this way, it makes it a little bit nicer, that's fine. But when it comes to the point where the conditions on the outside are dependent, you're dependent on those conditions, if I don't have the conditions, I can't do it, so that's making conditional love. And like, you know, like you said before, Ani Kivas al Hashem Litaif, right, it's the closeness with Hashem that makes the essence of that closeness. And that's why Aaron HaKohen was being told over here, if you're going into the Makom HaMikdash, there can't be anything that's going to be an exterior connection that's going to try to make your Avayda happy. The Avayda has to be a connection to make with Hashem by itself. And that from there we'll find the true happiness that comes to that. Again, I want to make it clear doesn't mean that a person can't do things to make a leaven that can make a gishmak. The idea is we can't be dependent on that. But sometimes you can have a situation. A person comes home to his house. And why is he coming home to his house? Because he has a relationship with his wife and his children and his family. And sometimes it's not always exactly the best situation that a person has. Things go on in life, things happen. A person comes home regardless of the situation. That's showing a true love, a true connection, a true relationship between husband and wife and parents and children. But if it's only when it's my best supper cooking on the stove, or if it's only, you know, if you know, the atmosphere is going to be exactly this way, otherwise I'm not here, that's not a real relationship. That's taking away from that. And that's what we need to say over here. The person has to find out what's the ikker, what's the main thing, build his relationship with that, and make this connection with that, and to be able to find the simcha in that thing, you know, in itself, and not to be dependent on anything else on the outside. As Hashem, we should all be able to internalize this lesson that we're learning from Aaron Akarian over here, and be able to internalize that to our avodah, that we should have an inner simcha with our avodah Hashem, the Torah mitzvah on its own, and not to be dependent on anything from the outside. And would that be able to keep on tightening and retightening the keshav of Kodesh Baruch Hu, so we can mekad Hashem Shemayim and bring Nachas Ruach to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos and Kol Tov.